Turkey to stop its offensive in northern Syria, with calls for a ceasefire and sanctions against Turkish officials as he plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks to resolve the situation. The president's action follows sharp criticism in the week since the White House announced Turkey was going forward with its long-held plans to try to carve out a buffer zone along its border with Syria, free from the U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters it accuses of being terrorists. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria, and she tells us the essential reaction of the Kurdish people.
They are angry at Donald Trump for making this decision and lay the blame squarely on the president of the United States. They feel like they have been allies for a long time. They feel like they have been abandoned and left to the slaughter.
President Trump spoke Monday with both Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and General Mazlum Kobani, the head of the mostly Kurdish SDF that the United States has relied on to battle Islamic State militants in Syria. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. Edwin Krause is the police chief of Fort Worth.
Had the officer not resigned, I would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Late Monday, Dean was released from jail after paying $200,000 bail bond. Dean, who is white, shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson, who is black, through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. This is VOA News. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate tonight in the state.